Preface. The tagline on the book says, "What can one man possibly do?" To be honest, this was more of a challenge than a question. Whoever you are reading this book right now, I challenge you. I am getting right in your grill, going nose to nose with you and asking, "What can you do?" You might say, "Well, I'm just one person. I have my obligations." Tell that to William Wallace, St. Francis, St. Teresa of Calcutta, St. Joan of Arc, and St. Maximilian Kolbe. They were one person who started very simply, but they had laser focus on what was before them. As you read this, know that marriage is under attack like never before. Our mother at Fatima even forewarned us. The battle approaching will be over the very life of the family. And so I ask once again, what will you do? As you read this book, I pray that the fire that is meant to be transferred to you will find a place in your heart, that the triumph foretold will beckon you to take your part in this epic struggle. I started writing this decades ago, but a plethora of reasons and life's demands kept me from putting a serious dent into its completion. It wasn't until I walked with a friend across the U.S. on a pilgrimage of reparation for our country that God poured out His grace on this work. There were many reasons that were instrumental in writing this book. One reason, and I'm almost embarrassed to say, was a sincere need for therapy. I kid you not, I don't know about you, but I feel beat up, hollow, squeezed. Like Bilbo said, I feel thin, sort of stretched, like butter scraped over too much bread. After the wokeness, the virus, the turning of everything sacred upside down, the absolute insanity that everyone can see and is becoming accustomed to, scary. Where do we even start? Another reason is that we live in a world that needs hope, direction, light, freedom. We need righteous, authentic heroes. In these pages you will find all of these things, plus some good laughs. Lastly, and most importantly, my heart aches for my church, Christ's Bride. There is a gaping wound in the domestic church, the family, that needs to be healed. I will spare you the litany of woes. Joe will, in his own special way, speak to these issues. Catholic Joe is an archetype. He is virile, highly intelligent, yet flawed in a comforting kind of way. He is filled with courage and daring, and seeks to do the right thing, yet he must learn after touching the stove more than once that his strength and instincts may not always take him down the right path. As a husband, father, beloved son of the church, spec ops ace turned military general, he's prone to follow the path of strength and power as his default setting. One thing to remember, as our faith and our way of life continue to come under attack, there is always hope, for there is one, Jesus, who will never disappoint. So, as the demons screech and lash out, knowing their time is short and their eternity set, we must arm ourselves with the most powerful, unstoppable weapon, that is, the knowledge and truth that we are all called to be grafted into God's family. We are kin to the Most High. I owe thanks to many people. The first would be to my wife, who has sacrificed so much, and so many people who have planted and watered the seed of faith in me. Sit back now in a comfy chair and prepare to enter a world where you are no longer the victim. Catholic Joe is based on some real people and events, especially the supernatural experience in Chapter 32, as well as a little fiction. See in Joe your dream, to feast on courage, to dive into the darkness, to face the faceless enemy within. Proverbs 16:32 says it all. More noble a man who conquers himself than even he who conquers cities.